Baby's calling home to me. She can't hardly wait to see. She can't wait to see me again. I'm just thinking how long it's been. She's coming back home. Well, I'm just thinking how long it's been. Says she wants to hear a song. Something I've been working on. Something she can get up inside. A place she can hide from the wind. She's coming back home. Well, I'm just thinking how long it's been. Maybe I'll be lucky. Maybe I'll lose. Maybe she'll be laying me low with the blues. But she holds the cards, man, and I know. Baby says her heart's like a wheel. Yeah, baby says her heart. Baby says her heart's like a wheel. She's coming back home. Baby says her heart's like a wheel. Cards, man, and I know the deal. Baby says her heart. Baby says her heart's like a wheel. Yeah, baby says her heart. Baby says her heart's like a wheel. She's coming back home. Baby says her heart's like a wheel.
Like a wheel from Honey Don't. They're here live in the Bamboo Room. Oh, it's great to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us, Allie.
Yeah, of
course.
Yes,
thank you, Allie.
Yes.
We have Bill Powers on guitar, Shelly Gray on upright bass, Sticky Mulligan on drums, and Randall Utterback on electric guitar. So here's how I like to describe this band.
Actually,
this is how some reviewer from Westward describes you, but I like it. Okay, so Honey Don't lead a nimble acoustic formation through a musical holler of lazy hounds, yawning porches, banjos, and long-gone neon motels.
Sweet.
I thought that was nice, right?
Yeah, it sounds very nice. Sounds like he was listening to our first CD, he or she was listening to the CD, well, our CD, our debut CD that we put out a couple years back. Which was more of an acoustic-based CD than the sound we're doing today.
Right.
But yeah, no, that's cool.
But don't you think there's still going to be some lazy hounds, yawning porches, and some long-gone neon hotels?
Definitely the neon hotels.
definitely.
Oh, good. Phew. Because
we keep those. That's why we travel with semis, so that we have hotels and hounds wherever we go.
Well, that's good. So where did you guys go this summer? I know you were gone a lot, so you must have been playing with Honey Don't somewhere.
Yes, we did. And we do, with Honey Don't, we do anything from me and Shelly as a duo, or it might be me and Shelly and Sticky as a trio, or me and Shelly and Randall as a trio. We just kind of do whatever we need to do to sort of fill whatever slot someone's looking for, or whatever we're able to do at any given time. And the band has kind of always been me and Shelly, and then we've augmented what we're doing with different players. And our CD had, the CD that we put out in 2009 had a mandolin player and a fiddle player. And then we had a few extra things in there too, here and there, but no drums or anything on that. But Sticky's been playing with us for a year or so and playing drums with us and brushes mostly. And, you know, we've played with Randall over the years in many capacities and stuff. So this is for sure our kind of hometown quartet. This is definitely one of my favorite lineups of the group, yeah.
But we got around quite a bit this summer and made it up to all around Colorado and into Wyoming a couple times and Utah, and we did a fair bit of traveling with and without these guys.
Do you find that you write on the road? Do you guys ever make up stuff while you're traveling?
Doesn't happen that often, but I think we get inspired, especially playing at festivals and stuff, by other bands, and we listen to a ton of music, and I know Bill gets a lot of inspiration for writing that way and then goes home usually and can focus on
I hear people's
writing
songs and think that they should have gone this way. they were doing great until they went that way, and then I'm like, rewrite the song and change the name and change the words and steal it.
Yeah.
So I'm really kind of kidding. I'm sort of kidding, but really, I
want to hear
some
of these versions that you fixed.
Well, there's, you know, this probably happens with a lot of folks that write music. I'll make up a song and I'll think, because I'll have a lick going in my head, and I'll create something off of that. And then sometime down the line, I'll be doing my radio program and play a song and I'll hear that lick and go, that's where that came from. I thought that just sort of organically popped into my brain, but you know, it always comes out different, but that is one of the ways that I get inspired, is just really listening, taking in a lot of music, which I do here at the station a lot. I really eat up a lot of music and get inspired listening to other bands.
I know you pay a special attention to some of the other bands in Colorado. What are some of the bands that you've checked out that you love in this state?
Well, I've been doing that on my radio program. I've really been getting into kind of digging up. Oh, you know, Denver, I've discovered, has just a great music scene. And more so, like, you know, if we're traveling or if we're visiting back in Minnesota or something, I'll look at the music magazines. And maybe Minneapolis isn't a good example, but I've noticed that, like, say, a city like St. Louis doesn't have near the music scene, at least as far as I can tell from an outside view, as, say, Denver. And there's just gazillions of bands and gazillions of gigs or places hosting music and stuff. So it's just all these bands, and you know, in amongst all of these, there are some really good ones. And of course, there's also some bands like, say, the Lumineers that you know, were playing at the Pizza Joint last summer in Fruita, and then are now, you know, headlining Red Rocks and places like that. And I've gotten turned on to a band called Bad Weather California, that I mostly through another guy that I heard, whose name was Joe Sampson, who was singing the song I heard called Kill Our Friends, which I thought was an odd title and song, but it was a great, great song. And so in digging up, it was not easy getting his CD to get it here for the station. But then I, you know, understood where his, you know, where he came from. He's the bass player for that band. And singing on that CD was a guy who I love, Nathaniel Ratliff, who is also another Colorado artist based out of Denver, who's really, you know, playing amazing things now also. And he sings a lot with Joe Sampson. And these are just examples of, and I guess I'm kind of sort of pushing myself into other realms of music, certainly other realms of music than what I play. But it's all just, I like all kinds of music. So, and with the Crossroads program, I get to play anything I want, basically. And so I try to make it all fit in there.
Yeah.
In some way, you know.
That makes me want to remind our listeners that this is a pledge drive. So we do have over 70 volunteers that expose you to new things all the time. This program, Talkin' Music, brings you new bands, brings you local bands. You know, we bring you live concerts. We're really committed to doing that here. You know, we have Jeff engineering these things. We have bands coming in here playing their hearts out for you. And we're bringing in new people all the time. We want to reserve this space on the airwaves for that kind of thing. Again, the number is 527-4868-1866, KVNF Now. Support live music, KVNF. And we'd love to hear another song from Honey Don't.
Been breaking down, I can't get right. I'm up all night, I sleep my days away. You're out running like there's somewhere to go, like there's something you know that makes it all okay. And I've been trying to steady shaking. Falling hard, not knowing where I'll land. You laid waste to all these best made plans. Now you're gone. Well, I can't let you go. Knocking at my own back door, eyes to the floor, I just don't care anymore. A whiskey has some strong words with me, and we both agree it's just not fair. Now the kids hang crooked on the kitchen wall. Clothes lie dirty down the darkened hall. Phone might ring, but you don't ever call. And I don't sing much anymore.
Honey Don't, live in the Bamboo Room here at KVNF. So that's sort of a new song, right, mm-hmm. Bill?
Yeah, definitely.
What's different with what you guys are doing now compared to what you were doing when your first CD came out? How's the band sort of evolved?
Well, I'm just kind of not leaning as heavily on bluegrass and the old time background from, you know, from the band that we played in before with Sweet Sunny South, and just kind of finding those different kind of feels and rhythms. We could easily take this song and play it with those same with mandolins and fiddles and things like that, and it wouldn't exactly sound like bluegrass. I think it has it does have kind of this mellow sort of acoustic rock or folk rock kind of sound. I guess that's a kind of the catchphrase maybe for it. But yeah, just trying to do something a little bit different and treating it differently when having more electric guitar and having the drums is real nice. It just, this is just a different approach to music than what I did for, you know, 10 years or 12 years or so.
Right. You have to switch it up every now and then, don't you?
It's nice too. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So who does your marketing and publicity and website stuff? Because I was just, I mean, I've seen your website before, but I was taking a look at it today and I just love it. I love the design. And like, I know there's certain things you have to have on your website as a band, right? So how do these things develop, I guess?
Well, you sign up with Apple and
you don't have to take me back that far.
Well, you know, every band has to have, like, you know, their bio and dates and photos and stuff like that. So, you know, we try to keep up. Our website.
Shelley did it.
I did do it with the help of Apple. And it
really? You were serious about that.
I was serious about that. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Shelley created it. We get a lot of compliments about the website. So I appreciate you saying that. And so we shouldn't let Shelley talk about it because she obviously won't
well,
say anything about it.
That's what I was going to ask. I was wondering, is it weird to sort of toot your own horn?
Yeah, it
a
is
a little
weird.
Bit. Like, how do you choose, like, what you say about yourself? And
you try to get other people to say things. That's a lot easier than saying anything yourself.
Yeah, that really is. You know, you try to get reviews and things like that so that other people are. And that's the truest thing that you want to get about your music. Sometimes you're not going to portray it the way maybe a reviewer might. You might be saying it's
a certain way. I never would have thought about the neon hotel thing.
I know, that was really good. Were you sometimes when you'd get these reviews in, are you like, oh my god, we're amazing?
Well, I'll be glad when we get good reviews. That's a nice thing. Yeah. And you know, we tend not to put any bad reviews on the website. It doesn't seem to work very well, but I don't recall having any particularly bad reviews that I recall, but
no,
you know,
it feels really great though to hear someone else describe your music in a way that you're like, oh, that's awesome. So I don't know.
Yeah. Cool.
And we have to do most of that stuff because some, you know, you it's really nice to be able to afford a PR company or people to do that stuff for you or someone who specializes in that. And those kind of folks know they're really good at writing things about bands and say, like, now we're working with Quicksilver as our booking agency, and they have folks with it. They work with people who do PR. And so a lot of the bands that are on there who maybe play more than we do and can maybe afford that in their budget, they'll have really nice, you know, you can kind of tell when people have that kind of machine behind them because mm-hmm. they have really professional sounding bios and just ways to portray the music. But within Quicksilver, they have a certain vibe that they like to put out with their music and with their bands. And so everything kind of had to go through them, and they wanted it to sound like, you know, like, I think, I can't remember what the name of ours is, but it's like, you know, some of them are like Colorado High, you know, Valley Low music, or they don't say music, but something like that. And that, like, hits you really, you know, tells you what supposedly what the band sounds like without actually saying anything about the band or the music or anything, you know.
Right.
So there's some of that, but that kind of stuff is hard. And the longer you do it, the harder it is. I did that with Sweet Sunny South. I was kind of the person to sort of have to take those jobs on, and it's just wears you out. It really does to have to figure out different ways to portray your band and say what you want to say a million different ways, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's strange because we get, of course, you know, hundreds of CDs into KVNF every week. And I've noticed, and sometimes I'm the one who's previewing them. And I've noticed you sort of can judge a book by its cover from time to time.
Sure.
Like, you know, you'll find a CD and the guy on the front looks like a serial killer, and it's all like the font is like just wrong. And yeah. I don't know. And then I try to keep an open mind, you know, maybe it's a joke. Maybe he's making fun of himself. But generally, I've noticed, yeah, the book. You can judge it a little bit by the cover. So it's good that you guys have good covers.
Well, you know, we know a little bit, or I at least feel like I've learned a lot about branding and that kind of stuff. And, you know, every aspect of your CD and the way your website looks and everything, if you can have these things tie in together and people can see our, you know, we've used a certain font for Honey Don't, and it becomes familiar, and we stick with that. I think it's a good idea to do that. And if when you read about marketing and all that kind of stuff, it tells you that's the kind of stuff that you want to do. It can be hard to keep all of that in mind, all the time, but you know, we try, and it's important. It's just all the different aspects of putting yourself out there, and we've always paid a lot of attention to that. With Sweet Sunny South and with Honey Don, I think we've been doing this for a long time, so eventually we started learning some things, I think.
Well, yeah, and if you see something cool on a CD or a website, you start to think this person's an artist in other ways too, not just music, but it kind of goes all over.
Most people I know that are great musical artists are artists in some other ways too, and, mm-hmm. and doing really impressive things. I find that to be true most of the time. They could have done any number of things. They could have been writers or photographers or, you know, web designers, whatever.
Yeah. Sticky also has a really good website too. Okay. And he has a good manager, his manager, Joe Smith.
Joe's phenomenal.
Yeah. Joe takes care of you.
He's so thorough.
He knows you really
well.
And I'm here with Honey Don't, and it is our fall pledge drive. We are asking you to call right now, 527-4868. Support live music. Support your local musicians that come in here. Have a place where they can come in and showcase their work. Let us know what's new. 527-4868.
We, as musicians, really rely on KVNF and appreciate it, and, you know, really encourage you to do please support it so that bands like us and other bands can come in and keep doing this. It's just such a cool thing.
There are no other places other than maybe other public radio stations where groups like us get to go in. And, you know, today people listening, we'll play to more people here in the studio today than we might play to for the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or maybe even more. I mean, there's however many people are listening. That's a great audience, a great venue for us that you guys provide. And it's unbeatable. You can't get that much bang for your buck anyway.
That's right. 527-4868. Thanks for joining us today on Talkin' Music. So I'd love to hear one more song before you go, but first, why don't you tell the listeners about this show that you have coming up in Paonia?
Well, we're playing this Saturday night. It's a benefit for some folks that we know that we're trying to help out some folks in the community who have some legal fees that they're trying to cover. That's what it's all about, and folks are encouraged to come out and see the show. And I'm just looking forward to presenting this ensemble, which I think hasn't played a whole lot here in town in Paonia, these four. I mean, we have here and there in places, but it doesn't happen a lot. So it'll be happening at the Blue Sage. I think we start at 7:30 and the doors open at 7.
Saturday night at the Blue Sage.
Show starts at 7:30. And, you know, this music that we played today, we're hitting some of kind of low, kind of mellow tunes here, but we'll this last one we'll do is a comment on our current economic situation in the country, or at least in the current economic situation in my pocket.
All right.
So
well, you know, I wanted to mention before you start too that being a member of KVNF is still really cheap. Still,
oh, yeah.
base membership at $25. Of course, you're welcome to give more if you can afford it. We are looking for your calls right now, 527-4868.
All right. Well, great. Well, so we're going to end up today with, or at least we'll play the song today. This is called Stuck Between a Rock and a Hard Place. And if you resemble this song, I feel bad for you. I'm sorry, but I'm with you. So anyway, and we'll have all kinds of music that we'll play, and there'll be a good bit of dance music. It won't all be kind of like our mellow folk rock deal, but this might be something like sort of like something like that we might do that night.
All right.
Thanks for having us in here, Allie, and thanks to KVNF,
yes,
and
yeah.
And thank you, Sticky, and Randall, for being here, and call in your pledge at KVNF. As Allie said, I mean, yeah, if I can afford to be a member, you can afford to be a member. We can all be members of this great station, members of this great community, and this is a great hub of this community. So join in with us, especially if this is new to you and you've never been a member of public radio and community radio before. We want to definitely hear from you. And, stuck between a rock and a hard place. Here we go. One, two, one. While I'm standing in the welfare line, I'm bringing up the rear in this rat race. Lord,
heads I lose, tails I lose. Well, I ain't got a lousy dime. You know I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Well, I'm just about to lose my mind. You know that some people talking about some healthcare, healthcare, but ain't nobody talking to me. You know I could get healthy with my share, my share, but won't nobody give it to me. Oh, oh. You know I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place while I'm standing in the welfare line. Or bringing up the rear in this rat race, Lord, I can't even get what's mine. You know heads I lose, tails I lose, well, I ain't got a lousy dime. You know I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place, well, I'm just about to lose my mind. You know that some people talking about some bailout, bailout, but ain't nobody talking to me. You know, my boat is sinking, got my bailout, bailout, the water coming over my knees. You know, hold on, buddy, as long as you can, you wait forever waiting for the man. Hold on, people, better hold on tight. It doesn't look like there's an end in sight. Well, I'm still between a rock and a hard place while I'm standing in the welfare line. Or bringing up the rear in this rat race, Lord, I can't even get what's mine. Or heads I lose, tails I lose, well, I ain't got a lousy dime. You know I'm still between a rock and a hard place. Well, I'm just about to lose my mind. Come on, Randall, let's go. Well, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Well, I'm standing in the welfare line. Or bringing up the rear in this rat race. Lord, I can't even get what's mine. You know, heads I lose, or tails I lose. Well, I ain't got a lousy dime. You know, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Well, I'm just about to lose my mind. No, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Well, I'm just about to lose my mind.